Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome into Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Brad Locke here with you on this Wednesday, August the 3rd. We're into August. That means we're into football, my friends. We're into preseason football. I'm joined by our fairly new high school sports reporter, Blake Morgan. Blake, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
No Gene Phelps today. He's busy working, I guess, or something.
Yeah, getting pictures for the football tab.
That's right. He's out. He's out on assignment. So yeah. Blake is doing plenty of work as well, of course. We got the, as he mentioned, the football tab, that special section we have every year coming up here in a couple of weeks. Season's coming up pretty soon. And Blake, you've been out beating the bushes trying to get some info on some teams. So we'll talk about one team in particular that you wrote about earlier this week, Morville. We're going to talk about them a little bit. Going to have a little update on Monterio Hunt of Walnut. Of course, he's trying to come back from a pretty devastating injury he suffered early last season. And we're going to run through a couple of Jamboree schedules. Of course, those Jamborees preseason games, if you will, that'll be played the weekend of the 12th. A lot of area teams. That's kind of their big warm up before the regular season kicks off on the 19th. It's sneaking up on us. Before we move on, we'll remind you that you can access this show in a variety of ways. It's a webcast. It's also a podcast. So if you're watching right now, thanks for tuning in. We do this about 11 a.m. every Wednesday at djournal.com. If you miss it or just want to watch it again, catch the replay. It'll stay up there. Not hard to find. And of course, the podcast version drops later on Wednesday. You can access that for free in iTunes, any of your podcast apps like player.fm, Satchel, Stitcher, anything like that. And also you can stream it online at preprally.djournal.com. And hey, follow us on Twitter, by the way, at djournalpreps. Okay. Let's get into it here, Blake. A preseason camp began Monday, I guess, for area teams. I think the pretty much every team in the area hit the practice field Monday. Certainly by Tuesday, they were out there in the heat and getting ready for the regular season that starts again. It's like 2.5 weeks away, Blake. It's sneaking up on us. And one of the teams getting ready is Morville with a new coach. Got some new coaches in the area. Morville has one of them, John Keith, a former assistant coach, I believe for 6 seasons at Tupelo, offensive coordinator there. And now Blake, he's having to learn to handle everything.
Yeah,
not just offense, but defense, everything. It's his show now.
Yeah, you commonly hear that in sports that the biggest change is going from the number two guy to the number one guy. And that's what he's going through now. He talked about how he believed that the 6 years he had as the offensive coordinator at Tupelo has prepared him for this. Yeah. He actually played at Morville. This is alma mater. Right. And he talked about how he had offers throughout the past 6 years to maybe go be an offensive coordinator somewhere else or be a head coach somewhere else, but never jumped at it, but felt like this was the right move for him and the right team to go to. And he's excited. First week into it. And of course he got the job back in, I think, March. So
yeah,
he went through the spring, went through the summer, but first time getting, fall practice going with his team and being in charge. One of the biggest things he talked about was how he's, been concerned about the synergy of the offense and whatnot and only concerned about the offense. And now, you might have to sacrifice a piece on offense to fortify the defense because it's better for the team. Right. So that's the kind of balance that he talked about that he's interested to see how that goes.
And he's got a bit of a challenge in front of him. And we talked before that, they had some success under Kevin Austin, had some good years. Mm-hmm. Coming off a tough year last year, I think they went 3-8.
Yeah.
But they've made the playoffs fairly recently. And he does have kind of a young team, especially up front. I know, Blake.
Young offensive line. He talked about that's going to be the biggest thing for the fall training period is trying to settle in on that offensive line, which, of course, is his specialty. He played offensive line in high school. He played offensive line at Ole Miss.
Yep.
So that's really his strength is coaching the offensive line. So for that to be your biggest question mark, that's his biggest strength. So he's hoping that he can put that together fairly quickly.
Yeah, we got to have an O-line. I'll tell you what, at every level, if you don't have that, you don't have much. And again, Blake had a story on Tuesday's paper. There it is. Check it out or look for it at djournal.com. Had a story on Marvel. And just looking at the offense, that's the kid's name, Andrew Pugh. He's a guy that's going to have a big role. Going to play multiple positions, isn't he?
Yeah, going to be all over the field. Keith talked about trying to be real creative with him, getting him in motion, wide receiver, running back, maybe take some quarterback snaps as well. He's a guy that was playing baseball in the spring, so he's just a real athletic kid. But yeah. Keith talked about how, he hadn't really even practiced with him that much because he wasn't there in the spring. He was at baseball, so he's going off of just watching the film from last year and then some summer workouts. So he's real excited to finally get to actually coach him and see where he fits in well for the offense.
And there's a handful of players like that that played baseball.
Yeah.
And now, they didn't really get to go through spring. So now John Keith is trying to learn about these guys.
Yeah, which is true for pretty much any team, right? Yeah. Every team will have four or five guys that played baseball that, weren't there in the spring. So now we'll try to see how they fit in.
Yeah. Yeah, it could just be more pronounced at a smaller school.
Like absolutely. Where you have 30 guys on the team.
Yeah, exactly. But Morville working at it hard, and so we'll see how that goes there with Coach John Keith in his first year as head coach. I want to talk a little bit about Walnut now, Blake. That's another story you're working on, I believe.
Yeah, going up there right after we finish this.
Okay, yeah. Monterio Hunt specifically is who he's going to be writing about. And Monterio, a very good athlete. He's an MSU commit, Mississippi State. He plans on attending there and playing for Dan Mullen. Had a really good sophomore year last year, was prepared to have another nice season, ended up breaking his leg?
His fibula.
His fibula. That's no good. That doesn't feel good, I'm told. Broke his fibula in the season opener. I think it was against Boonville. Yeah. And so he only had 7 carries under his belt in that game, including a big 50-yard run, and then he got hurt, and that kind of injury that puts you out for the season. So he's trying to come back this year. Blake Walnut always seemed to have, I know you're kind of new here, but they always seem to have that one guy, at least like a Monterio Hunt type, that just is going to be one of the better players in the area. And, this kid, he can play multiple positions, receiver, running back, cornerback, linebacker, returns kicks. He's one of those kind of typical small school jack of all trades, really good athlete.
Yeah. Just, you see that, especially at the smaller schools, right, where you have one just outstanding athlete and coach has no choice but to try to put him everywhere because he's just head and shoulders above everyone else. And that's kind of what you see with Hunt. And I've never seen him play, just obviously because I've never been in the area, and he didn't play last year. But I know I was talking with Gene, and he was saying, he's the real deal. He just kind of glides when he runs and just looks really good. So I'm excited to go talk with him and meet him and see how he's preparing for his senior year after not playing his junior year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bad thing about high school. You get hurt, you can't redshirt.
Yeah,
like you can in college if you haven't redshirted already. Looking at some of his numbers from 2 years ago, as a sophomore, Monterio Hunt, 24 receptions for 606 yards, 10 touchdowns. Okay, that's 24 catches, 10 of those ended up being touchdowns. And then he rushed for 449 yards and 9 more touchdowns. So he counted for 19 touchdowns as a sophomore. So obviously he's looking to do big things here as a senior for Walnut. But anyway, look for that story. When's that story going to run, Blake?
That story is going to run, I believe, Tuesday of next week.
Okay. Tuesday of next week. Look for that in your daily journal. Monterio Hunt. And by the way, I need to give a shout out to Kedrick Story of our Ripley Tippah County paper, the Southern Sentinel, for giving us some good info there on Mr.
Shout
Hunt.
Out Kendrick.
Yeah.
Kedrick.
There you go. I'll just call him K.
K.
For short.
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Thanks, K. Appreciate it, man. So this week, the first week again, when do teams start getting into full pads and really start getting down to the nitty gritty?
Well, so, practices were allowed to officially begin on Monday, and you have to go 2 days of just helmets and shorts and whatnot. Most teams begin on Monday. I think a few began on Tuesday, but mainly begin on Monday. So that means today, after 2 days, you can start with shoulder pads and helmets.
Right.
And so that's what a lot of teams are doing. I know I talked with Chris Cutcliffe at Oxford. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're beginning today. And same with Shannon. I talked to Coach Carter this morning as well. So starting with shoulder pads, you do that for a few days. On your 6th day of practice, you go full pads. So at like Oxford High with Cutcliffe there, first day of full pads will be Saturday, and they're going to go out and scrimmage. Okay. So that I think that's a lot of coaches of what I'm talking to is it's kind of the plan that they're going with. Monday, Tuesday, just helmets. Wednesday through Friday, put the shoulder pads on. Saturday, full pads, possibly a scrimmage.
Right. And then the next Saturday, the 12th, you're going to see a lot of teams scrimmaging in these jamborees.
Yeah, absolutely.
The week before, the Friday before, or a lot of these jamborees on Saturday as well. But the weekend before the season starts. There's a couple that are pretty big around here over in Oxford and Starkville. And we got the schedules here if you want to run through them.
At Davis-Wade on the 12th, which is a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Morton plays New Hope at 7 p.m. And then that's the only one on Friday. On Saturday, it's an all-day event. Kemper plays Amory at 9 a.m. Noxubee plays Grenada at 11. Choctaw County plays Northeast Jones at 1. Louisville versus Shannon at 3. Okay. West Point versus Callaway at 5. Mm. And Columbus versus Meridian at 7.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot of good teams.
Right? Yeah, a lot of good teams. A lot of good jamborees and a full day.
Yeah.
Yeah, Davis-Wade. The one in Oxford on Friday, you have Senatobia versus Winona at 4, Calhoun City versus North Pontotoc at 6, and Oxford versus Charleston at 8. On Saturday, you have Oxford freshman versus Tupelo freshman at 1.
Oh, okay.
Faulkner versus Benton County at 5, and Horn Lake versus North Panola at 7.
Okay, so that's the 12th and 13th over in Starkville and in Oxford, those two big jamborees. And there will be others, and we'll have the schedules for those as soon as we can get them all. I know we're still trying to get all that info together. So it's right here upon us, my friends.
Yeah, football's pretty much here.
I'm excited. I don't know about you guys, but season starts on the 19th. So that's it for this episode of Prep Rally. We will be back with you next Wednesday and the Wednesday after and the Wednesday after. I mean, it's football season. We're not going to stop this for a while.
Not going to stop.
Summer break is over for everybody, including us. But again, be sure to follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. Again, you can listen to us on iTunes, your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. Follow me on Twitter at Brad Locke. Blake is on Twitter at BlakeMorganDJ. And that's it. We'll be back next Wednesday to talk more football. And Blake, again, thanks for filling in for Gene.
No problem.
We'll make you more of a regular part of the program.
Absolutely.
So good work, Blake.
Thank you.
And thank you all for watching and or listening. We'll see you next week.